A Wonderful Life. To honour the legacy of our former President Ray Hazan, who passed away in April this year, members, staff and friends share their special memories. Jeff Parker, member. Being friends for over 40 years, I have so many memories of Ray. He was the first man I met who represented St Dunstan's. He used to run the computer club and helped everyone with new visual aids. I admired Ray more than anyone else. I remember he set up his own Apple computer, all on his own, by using Braille on the wires. That's the kind of man he was. When I first joined the charity and went to the centre, a group of us used to go out to the pub together, then come back and sit in the dining area. We would be there for hours, laughing and chatting. We paid a heavy price to become St Dunstaners, but we were great company for one another. So many of this group have passed on. I greatly admired Ray Hazan for what he achieved and all he overcame with his many injuries. God bless him and rest in peace, our dear friend. Joe Brown, friend. Ray touched my life when my husband suffered similar injuries in Northern Ireland when an incendiary device was placed on his car. His generosity of time and knowledge gave us so much to hope for. To see the happy, successful life he'd created gave us something to aim for. Ray, you really did create a wonderful life for real people, not just 1930s Hollywood. Leslie Garvin, MBE, Brighton Centre Manager. I will never forget Ray's eloquence, humour and gentle ways. He represented us so well for so many years and was a man of great dignity and pride who will be sorely missed. Former Sergeant Chris Headland, 2nd Royal Anglian. I first became aware of the great man Captain Ray Hazan when I joined his old battalion, the Poachers, in 1987. Soldiers who had served with Ray told me his story. I will always remember the respect and revered way they spoke of him as they described his extreme bravery and positive attitude in overcoming adversity and in his work with Blind Veterans UK. It's hard to accept Ray's passing. He is still fondly remembered as an example of what can be achieved. But at this sad time, we should try to think of all the years gained that were put to such use and which are denied to many. Captain Hazan, with greatest respect, from one poacher to another. Caroline Norman, staff member. I remember having conversations with Ray about him growing up in Seaford. He said that when he retired, he wanted to move back there. That's what he did in the end. And he and his late wife, Robbie, joined the Rotary Club and were well known in the area. Ray also used to come into our arts and crafts workshop several times a week. Glynis Gillam, staff member. When member Henry Allingham, who was the oldest man living at the time, died at 113 years old, I was asked to escort Ray to the funeral in Brighton. As we arrived, there was a bank of photographers and press on the side. I whispered to Ray about the press. He stopped me and said, "Are they on my best side? Let's give them a proper picture." He strode forward in proper marching style with head held high. This was Ray, always able to make a joke, not take himself too seriously, and make others feel at ease. I always loved spending time with him and listening to his tales. A great man who we will sorely miss. Barry Coop, Chair. I first met Ray at the Brighton Centre several years ago. He gave me a tour, then we headed off for lunch. As the son of a blind veteran, I was used to assisting Dad with various things, such as cutting meat at meals. I offered to do this for Ray, and he politely declined, saying that he has always preferred to do things as best he could himself. He joked that it really wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if he made a mess of it, and it ended up on the table. That simple thing made me realise right away that Ray, possibly more than any member I've met, epitomised our ethos of living as independent a life as possible. It was also just like him to add humour into the situation. Thank you, Ray. You can share your own memories of Ray or support Blind Veterans UK in his memory through his online tribute page at Ray Hazan, that's all one word, capital R, capital H, rayhazan.muchloved.com.